Let me also say a few quick words about homegrown violent extremists. The boundless online virtual environment we see today, combined with terrorists' increasingly sophisticated use of social media, makes it increasingly difficult for us to protect our youth from messaging that is designed to radicalize and motivate to action homegrown violent extremists. We at NCTC are working very closely with our partners at DHS, at FBI, and the Department of Justice to inform and equip families, communities, local governments, and local institutions, all of whom provide the best defense and have the greatest ability to counter the narrative of violent extremism in their communities. Despite our efforts, however, HVEs remain the most likely immediate threat to the homeland, individual action by individual HVEs. We expect that the overall level of HVE activity to remain about the same as what we've seen in recent years over the course of the next year. And by that, I mean we would expect to see a handful of uncoordinated and mostly unsophisticated plots emanating from a pool of HVEs that amounts to up to a few hundred individuals. Last year's Boston bombing certainly underscored the threat from HVEs who are motivated, often with little or no warning, to act violently by themselves or in small groups.